some reason, you're listening to Hypothetically. Enjoy.
All right. You remember Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, the movie? Okay, so it's you walk into a Lion, Witch, and Wardrobe.
Oh, can I do my Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe question after?
I don't care.
One, two. Okay, so like a themed episode.
Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. Okay,
you'll be the witch, I'll be Aslan. You're kind of British.
But like, Aslan's kind of British. No, he's like Scottish. Liam Neeson.
And a little racist.
Well, he's a lion. I mean, king of the jungle, you know, you have some some stuff.
You haven't gone past where the light touches, so you haven't really interacted with those kind of groups. Right. So I get why you're probably a little racist.
What if that's what he said? Don't go past where the light touches. Why, Dad? Because that's the hood. What? So anyway, you're walking through the wardrobe, feeling past the coats. You know, you realize there's no back. And then you enter. There's a magical land, ice and snow, as far as you can see, except for one guy who's facing away from you. And he seems to be jerking it. That's all there is. There's no other people. And you turn around to try to go back through the wardrobe and it's gone. So it's just you and like 30 feet in front of you, this guy trying to masturbate in the cold. He doesn't see you though. What do you do?
I think I would walk up to him and I would the whole time just be trying to figure out how this is a metaphor for like the Bible. I'm like, okay, so what part of the Bible was there a guy jerking it?
It's that he edges for 3 days.
And then he comes again.
He comes again. Do you get his attention? He hasn't seen you yet. You're standing there. He's just like, come on, come on.
Is there anything else? Is it just white forever?
White as far as you can see. There's not even trees. But when you walk through the wardrobe, you are naked except for boots.
I think that's only playing into his hand. I don't.
Whatever you think he thinks, core temperature's dropping. What do you do? You got to make some moves.
I know he knows I need to huddle him for warmth. But I don't want to be the bitch. So I mean, I would do what any man would do. I would run at him and tackle him to the ground so that I was on top of him. And then I would steal his warmth.
You start running. He hears the snow crackling under your feet. He turns around. Now he's masturbating right in your direction. And he starts running backwards while masturbating. And he goes, ah!
Is he faster than me? Like, will I?
You're gaining.
I'm gaining.
But he might be close to finishing and he's phasing you. You never know. He's a ticking time bomb, this guy.
And this is the thing about this problem. It's really a math problem because it's like, what's the rate that I'm gaining? If I can get to him before he comes, that's fine. Or if he comes and I'm far enough away, no biggie.
The one thing I can say to that is that he is a fawn. The lower half of his body is a goat and he has horns and a goat penis. So adjust your calculations based on.
I mean, I know what I'm going to do once I'm going to get to him. I'm going to do what they did in Star Wars where they cut open.
I'm going to live inside of him.
I'm going to cut him open and I'm going to get inside. That's what I'm going to do once I get to him. It's just whether or not I'm going to have cum all over. And I want to avoid that.
So you're inside his body. A week passes. Then a woman on a sleigh rides up.
Same thing.
And she says, nope. Why didn't you let him come? If he comes, then that's the portal out of here.
The moment I see her coming up, I start running after her because I need food. So I'm going to go get inside the woman and I'm going to eat the other. I'm just going to keep doing this and just keep going. I'm going to drink my pee and I'm going to make it through this.
And then when you come back through the wardrobe, back to the normal life, no time has passed. Everyone else is like, Nathan, you were only gone for like 1 second. Why are you so freaked out? And also, you're a serial killer?
Why are you covered in blood and your mouth smells like urine? It's like, don't worry about it.
Nathan went into a wardrobe for 1 second and then came out wearing the skin of a woman.
The sweater was really hard to find.
Was this not it? Is this not what you guys were looking for? I thought this was the sweater.
What would you do?
I would say, hello.
And then he turns around and is vigorously masturbating at you. But now he's running at you.
I'd say hello again. You know, actually, before hello, I think you have a snowball ready.
You have a snowball ready?
Or I'd build myself a whole snow fort so it's harder to come on me. You can come on me, but your cum will have to go over these 3-foot walls that I'm ducking behind.
What if he has a good vertical?
He probably does. He's part goat. When he gets close, I grab his wiener.
I think that's what he wants.
And he turns back to a normal man. It turns out that's all he needed. Everybody kept attacking him and trying to flay him. Turns out he just needed a gentleman's handshake. No, wait, a Nathan handshake. They call that a Nathan handshake when you walk up and grab somebody's wiener. It. You grab his penis and then that becomes the doorknob back to the wardrobe. And then he turns into the wardrobe.
Wait, what the fuck?
But the knob, it's a knob, but it's still hot and pulsing.
What if it was like Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, but when you got in there, instead of Aslan being a metaphor for like a really peaceful, loving Jesus. He was like a metaphor of a real intense Baptist Jesus. Like, fuck pro-choice. It's pro-life. Ted Cruz is my man.
They're like, Aslan, how are we going to beat the White Witch? And he's like, I have a gun. We all have guns. You should have guns. We knew we couldn't trust the White Witch to not infringe on our liberties. So we all have AR-15s. I'm a lion with an AR-15. Remember when Aslan breaks in and like frees all of the stone creatures? Aslan makes them not stone anymore just so he can deport them. I think it would be interesting if the White Witch was really woke and Aslan was just a lion. Aslan's like, hello, witch. And then the White Witch is like, would you have sex with a trans woman? Well, I don't understand the question. And she's like, would you or wouldn't you? Do you think they are real women? I've never thought about this. And she's like, what is there to think about? Do you like women? He's like, yeah.
He's like, do they still have a mane? And she's like,
is that what makes a woman? It's called mane person. It's not lion. And then Aslan just kills himself. And he comes back 3 days later and she's still standing there like, I'm waiting, Aslan. Okay. Look, Edward, I feel like we've established this rule from the beginning. We don't do suicide jokes on Hypothetically.
It's our sponsor.
I have no clue what you're talking about. We don't do suicide jokes on Hypothetically. That's my line. If there's one thing that's not funny, it's suicide jokes and wife jokes.
What are wife jokes?
Take my wife, please. Like, not funny. We don't do
like
those.
Old vaudeville wife jokes. We don't do that.
Yeah. We don't do take my wife, please. And we don't do kill my wife, please. Those are the two kinds of jokes we don't do.
I feel like vaudeville had like hitting your wife jokes. Is that cool or is that one also off the table?
No, you can hit your girlfriend and you can hit your mother.
Jeez.
And you can hit your mistress.
What about an escort?
You can. We're cool with hitting them, but you shouldn't because you'll get hit by Bosco.
Yeah, Bosco hits pretty hard.
Bosco the big man. That could be your nickname. Nick Spicy and Bosco the big man. What do you think about that, Edward Nathan Butterschin?
I don't like that. So back
Edward
to
Edward Nathan Butterschin the third.
Okay, back to the
was your dad and grandfather Edward Nathan Butterschin the third? No, the third denotes how many chins you have.
Are they buttered? Where does the butter come in? How is it not a fat joke if there's butter in it?
We don't do fat jokes on Hypothetically.
Well, where's the butter come from?
I'm just saying it's not a fat joke. We don't do fat jokes on Hypothetically.
Why is it called butter chin then?
Butter's chin.
Okay, back to my question.
We also don't do racial humor.
We had a whole anti-Semitic like section.
And we don't do observational humor. We don't do humor about things we observe.
What about homophobic stuff?
Nope, we don't do that. That's our one thing we don't do, is all the stuff I've said so far. Plants hate being pollinated. It makes them cry, and it's really traumatic for them, and you can hear it. And most bees don't want to pollinate the plants either, but it's their duty. They're like, we know this is, and bees are French. We know this is fucked up, but there is no other way.
This feels super, is it like rapey?
And the bees are like, no, we do not fuck the plants. We fuck other bees. We are bees. Could you imagine a bee in the Senate? They'd be so good at filibustering. They'd just be up there like,
no,
and everyone else is like, how are their wings supporting such legislation that's physically impossible? And the bee's like,
you know how people are really worried about all the bees dying? What if all the bees die and now it's your job to pollinate all the plants?
Yeah, what if the only way for there to be honey was for you to personally jack off into plants in front of everyone?
That was
everyone. Everyone knows that was your question. Good question, Edward. Yeah, everyone knows why you're doing it and they support you, but they still see it. You have to wear pretend wings and a stinger and you walk around to plants and you just have to masturbate on every single plant. And people are like, they try to help by cheering you on, like how they did for all the nurses during COVID. At 6 p.m. when you walk to the garden, everyone comes out on their balcony and they're like, yes, Nathan, woo! And they bang pots and pans, ding, 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 go, Nathan! Does this help you?
The pots, can you answer my fucking question?
I thought I just did.
No, my question wasn't about if you had to come. You said to pollinate the plants.
With your cum?
No. What did your science teacher teach you?
I want to call my kids in and be like, all right, guys, we're going to do the birds and the bees talk. And then I'm just going to explain stuff about birds and bees. And then they're going to go into school and they're going to be like, did your parents tell you about the birds and the bees? And they're like, yes, birds' bones are hollow and they can't swallow in space.
I still don't know what's between my legs, but I do understand how beehives work.
They're going to be like, so what's between my legs? I'm going to be like, that's a bird. My daughter's going to be like, what about me? I'm going to be like, those are bees. That's a beehive. One day your penis will grow wings and fly away. Your balls are eggs. I love you, sir. You're a former exorcist, but yep. The world is becoming much more secular. So you got to find a new job. How do you put your skills as an exorcist on your resume, what kind of job you going out for?
You got to go healthcare, dude. Like, what experience? Like, I have had patients that if their head has completely spun around their whole bodies, they had all these homosexual tendencies, and I pulled the devil out of them.
I think it'd be fun in an interview. Like, so you used to be an exorcist. Tell me about a difficult situation you had and how did you solve it?
So this child was levitating and throwing objects at me.
That must have required a lot of confrontation.
But it was very delicate because the parents were there. So I had to kind of communicate my plan.
Yeah. What's a difficult situation I dealt with as an exorcist? Well, there was one time this boy came in, just kept throwing up blood. And I remember I worked with the parents, going to strap the kid down. I'm going to hit him with a belt and I'm going to say, "Be gone, devil." And so we did that for about 4 days. It turns out the throw up was not at all caused by the devil. It was a tumor. You know, you live and you learn. And I think the parents understood that we all did our best. That's kind of what you were touching on. It's all about open communication.
Yeah. I mean, the hard part is holy water is not a cure for schizophrenia, no matter how much you waterboard them. I just kept adding more holy water to the situation.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm like, no, it's not waterboarding because it's holy water. He likes it. Holy water. Kids. I try to exercise demons out of them, but sometimes I think they're exercising demons out of me.
Are you fucking them? The demons are gone. We don't need to go in any more detail.
So you think you'd go medical as an exorcist?
You have to convince both the parents that their kid is being possessed by the devil.
I would just have a plant. Like, you know how magicians will sometimes have a plant in the audience? I would do an exorcism and I'd be like, "Show yourself, devil." And then my assistant, Tim, who's dressed in just like a red suit, would just run in the room and just start punching the kid. And I'm like, "Oh no, it's the devil. Be gone, devil." And it doesn't work the first time. You got to really sell it. And he just keeps punching the kid in the stomach. And the kid's like, "Mom, Dad, it hurts." And they're like, "I know it hurts, Timmy. Be strong. We just need to keep praying. Be gone, devil." And Tim's like, "Ah." And then eventually he jumps through the window because I exorcised him from little Timmy. But then later that night, me and Tim split the $35 we made.
That is not a lot of money. How are you sustaining this business?
It's kind of a side hustle.
I think if you went on Shark Tank, I don't think you'd get a deal.
That would be an amazing Shark Tank. I'm an exorcist. I will now get the devil to come out of Lori. Lori's like, "What?" And I'm like, "Get out of there, devil." And then Tim runs in and just starts hitting Lori in the head with a bat.
Yeah, why do you think she does that stupid golden ticket shit? It's the devil. It's terrible programming. That's some insight. I watch a lot of Shark Tank. It's a big concern in the Shark Tank community. Ruins the integrity of what they're doing.
What if I went into Shark Tank and I pitched them a Shark Tank commentary series where I am the host and I do commentary about Shark Tank as it's happening, and they start telling you what a bad idea it is, and I start telling them my commentary. They're like, "This idea won't make any money." And then I'm like, "Kevin says this idea won't make any money, but what this bald idiot doesn't realize is the market cap." And I just start...
Oh, I thought you'd go the other way. It's like, "This terrible idea, I don't think it's going to get a deal."
The whole time. This is horrible. And then Tim comes in and starts beating the shit out of them.
You know how they get like a little stand? When they tell you to leave, you like fake leave. And then you go behind the stand. The next person comes in and you just keep doing it.
By the end of the whole episode, after like 9 people, they're like, "I kind of love the commentary." Yeah. This would be great on QVC. And then it's just me commentating on that spinning platform like, "Oh, I'm so dizzy." That's my only comment. Because someone turn this off. I hate this.
What if gay people were gay all year round and not just the month of June?
Dude, I can't even imagine such a crazy world.
Would you people still be for gay marriage if it wasn't like a seasonal thing?
I wonder if you could pitch like, okay, so the world is normal or... everyone is gay during the summer. Spring, you get allergies. Then summer, you're gay. Sun's out, gay guns out.
I don't think gay marriage legislation would pass very well. They're like, "What, you want to be seasonally married? How you work the assets out every month?"
Or you're just married all the time and just not attracted to each other most of the year. Isn't that how every marriage is? There'd be like snowbirds that were just trying to chase the gay all year. Like how people follow the seasons to ski.
I think gay bars would have kind of the same problem that like
beach. Yeah, there'd be these beach towns that are like gay so towns. Flamboyant. And then everyone would be like, all right, this is a little much. Memorial Day wouldn't be about the veterans. It would be remembering that we're all gay. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, I'm gay.
Yeah, it's Memorial Day is the first day everyone becomes gay. They're like, oh, yeah, like, do you think it would affect marriage?
And then Labor Day is when it ends, and that's the labor of is the work
to your wife.
Yeah, the work of not being, of trying to not be gay for the whole. Yeah. It turns out everyone's actually gay all the time.
Yeah, everyone's always gay, but we fake it for 11 months
a lot of the year. It's too cold.
Maybe we're just gay. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe we are just two gay guys. And
what are we going to call this podcast? Beards for a minute?
Remember that? I remember that. Two beards, one podcast.
Episode 27. First one back with Nick Spicy and Edward Nathan Butterschin. This won't come
out it was a break for us. It's not a break for them.
For context, there was a big break.
And that's you can why tell
we're Nick Spicy and Edward Nathan's Butterchin.
And the episode is weaker.